From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Millman reporting a seemingly widening gap between the United States and Mexico. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has canceled a planned meeting next week with U.S. President Donald Trump, deepening the rift between the two countries over Trump's border wall construction plan. The U.S. President announced the cancellation as he met with Republicans in Philadelphia. He said Wednesday, as he had several times in the past, that Mexico had no intention of paying for, any wall the U.S. builds on the border.
The President of Mexico and myself have agreed to cancel our planned meeting scheduled for next week. Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
In Southern California, where large sections of a barrier wall already exist, residents say the crossing of migrants remains a dire humanitarian concern.
As the founder of Border Angels, Enrique Morones dedicates his efforts to assisting migrants along the southern border, including those who suffer from dehydration in the desert, the number one cause of death among migrants on both sides of the line.
This wall of Operation Gatekeeper from 1994 has led to the death of more than 11,000 people.
President Trump says the wall is badly needed to deter illegal immigration from Central America. But where barriers don't currently exist is largely treacherous terrain, monitored by aerial technology. The wall, if completed along 1,600 kilometers of the 3,000-kilometer-long border, is an endeavor that could cost as much as $25 billion.
VOA's Ramon Taylor reporting. This is VOA News. Britain's foreign minister says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be permitted to run for election as part of a democratic resolution of the civil war in the Mideast nation. Boris Johnson, speaking on Thursday to the International Relations Committee at the House of Lords, described Britain's position on Syria as being catastrophic. He says Britain played itself out of the game in 2013 when lawmakers voted against military action, but could play a peacekeeping role in a future political solution. He says that now an election properly supervised by the UN and giving displaced Syrians a vote might be the way forward. The fighting in Syria, which began with an Arab Spring-inspired uprising against the Assad family's four-decade rule, is estimated to have killed more than 400,000 people since March of 2011. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security and greeted by jubilant crowds. Barrow flew to Banjul from Senegal, where he has been staying since unrest swept Gambia, following longtime President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down after he lost the national election in December. A reporter on the scene said Barrow, whose plane was guarded by Senegalese and Nigerian troops after it touched down in the capital, stepped onto a red carpet and was greeted by shouts of welcome. Hundreds of jubilant Gambians lined the road from the airport ahead of his arrival, dancing and cheering. A spokesman for Barrow's political coalition said more formal welcoming ceremonies were being arranged. Barrow was sworn in as president at Gambia's embassy in Senegal last week. He has asked UN peacekeeping forces to remain in Gambia for 6 months, according to a UN official. Mary Tyler Moore, the star of TV's beloved The Mary Tyler Moore Show, whose comic realism helped revolutionize the depiction of women on the small screen, died Wednesday. She was 80 years old. Moore gained fame in the 1960s as the frazzled wife Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. In the 1970s, she created one of TV's first career woman sitcom heroines in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Moore won 7 Emmy Awards over the years and was nominated for an Oscar for her 1980 portrayal of an affluent mother whose son is accidentally killed in the movie Ordinary People. Serena Williams is one win away from a record 23rd Grand Slam title after setting up an all-Williams final at the Australian Open against her older sister Venus. Serena, a 6-time Australian Open winner, overwhelmed Marianna Lucius Baroni in the second women's semifinal after Venus beat fellow American Coco Vandeweghe.
That's the latest world news from VOA.